This lovely lady joining me today is someone I go way back with, to the middle school and the high school days. She was a cheerleader when I was a wrestler. She was always fun to be around, a great personality, great person, and we have reconnected after a long time. She's a therapist now, which we definitely need on this show. So hopefully maybe she can help us out, you know, get some screws all tightened up. But it's great to have you here. Please welcome Toni Marie.
Thank you.
Wow. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. You brought that cheerleading days. Lord, goodness.
That's right.
Gracious.
That's right. You was on the cheerleading team. I was folding people on the mat. And you were the loudest one there.
I'm on my high V's and throwing up my legs.
That's right. You were the loudest one there.
Oh, of course. And that hasn't changed. I still got a big mouth.
Loudest one in the halls, in the everywhere. Pretty much everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh,
it's always
goodness.
Fun to be around you. Well, let's start with this here. You have a condition called albinism, which if you're a listener of the show, you know that Stephanie has the same condition as well. But let me ask you, what type of albinism do you have? How does it affect you? And what was it like growing up with albinism?
So I have ocular cutaneous albinism. So it's obviously affects like my eyes, hair color. My hair is blonde, you know, golden blonde naturally. And it affected me even still to this day, like affects me a lot. It was a lot of bullying back in the day. I really was very insecure about how I looked. Especially like with my family, a lot of my family is dark skin. So being the whitest one in there, it's just like, I thought I was adopted. I was like, I don't fit in. I don't belong. But I do have an older brother, but he's in Jamaica. So obviously I didn't really grow up with him because he's much older than I am. So it was really a little difficult. And then, you know, I had to just grow out of it. I had to get more tough skin. I got called Barbie doll. I got called Gold, Casper, Bedsheet. Like, it was a lot. And then I just had one friend. I'm not going to throw her name out there. But I met her when I was 9. She was 8. And, yeah, I felt so comfortable with her. And ever since then, and still to this day, we're like the best of friends. Thickest
beautiful.
Thieves.
So she kind of got you out of your shell a little bit and she made you feel comfortable?
Yes. Okay, like, well, I finally have someone with albinism, like, actually in New York, like, actually where I want to be. So, okay. You know.
So she had albinism too?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you
same type of albinism
buddy.
And everything.
Okay. So is that where you, when you started to becoming confident? Because ever since I know you, you've been very, very confident. Is that where that started?
No, it still took time. Okay. So I met her when I was 9. It still took some time, but okay. I think by like the age of probably like 14, I want to say 13, 14, you know, puberty, I started feeling myself like,
okay. There you
I'm
go.
My shit.
There you go. That's
so
a Toni
I had to really just get into myself. Like, right. I met other people with albinism and I was just like, okay, you know, not everyone looks the same, even though we have the same type of albinism, we all don't look the same.
Right.
Some is more
and
attractive.
There are different
than
types, right, of albinism, if I remember correctly. There's different types of albinism, right?
Like there is. There's spectrum. Actually like 4 types of albinism.
Okay. Okay. So there's 4.
But obviously, ocular cutaneous albinism is like the most common. Don't ask me to sit here and name all of them because I don't know all that information.
I wouldn't expect you to. I wouldn't expect you to. How does it
I
affect
should know
you?
It, but I don't. It's terrible, but.
Does it affect you in any way to this day, or is it just like, is it normal now? Like, just the eyesight?
Not as much. I don't really feel as much insecure, but when I go into like jobs, it's very nerve wracking because obviously, like with my eye condition, like I have nystagmus and like my eyes move.
Me too.
But with my eyes, like my head moves as well. So, but I don't feel it and I don't notice it.
Yeah.
So I've had plenty of people in my day. Call me out like, oh, why are you saying no? Why are you shaking your head? And I'm like, I'm not.
I get people asking so me if I'm on drugs because of my eyes.
Yeah,
I have the same thing.
It's a lie. It's very unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But it affects me with dating because like, I don't know if they're trying to date me because it's a fetish or not. But
albinism fetish. People got that?
It's funny. I've heard it and I'm just like, that's
a fetish. There's a fetish for everything. There's a fetish. I don't know why I'm acting shocked. There's a fetish for literally everything. So that's wild.
And in my profession, you would think that I would be not shocked to hear that, but it's like, yeah, albinism fetish. And I'm like, yeah, don't be trying to do nothing to me. I'm not about that life.
Right.
Have
you met somebody like that, that you could tell they were doing that?
No, thank God. Okay. I've never met anyone like that. Well, but someone that I was talking to at the time did bring it up. Like, they had known someone that was like into like albinos like that. And I'm just like, that's gross.
Wow. Well, let me just throw it out there. I don't mind. You can fetishize me for my eyesight or whatever. I have no qualms with that. That's just me, though. That's just me. So we ended up going to school together, like I said, and we went to a school that was comprised of people with many different visual disabilities and different types of disabilities. When did you end up going to the school? I don't remember. What age?
I was 11.
Okay. So how did that affect you? Like, now you go from probably public school like I did, and now you're thrusted into this whole world where everybody is like you or very much like you. They have different types of disabilities. Like, how was that for you? Was it a challenge or was it better for you?
First, because I went to Catholic school. I was like Catholic private school. So it was a transition, because I come into this school and it's just like people on Braille writers, people can't see. I was just like, what's going on?
You hear that all day with the Braille writers?
Yes, I was like, oh, this different. Like, what they banging on? Like, da 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 da. And of course, I'm mad ignorant. I'm obviously, because I'm young. I'm like, how can they read? They can't see. So I was extremely ignorant back in the day. Mm-hmm. But you know, obviously, like, I actually enjoyed it because it helped me grow. It helped me become the person that I am today. Like I said, I met other albinos as well, other people with different types of visual impairments, yeah, blindness. It made me have a little bits of compassion for people with disabilities, but at the same time, not as much. Okay. But it opened my eyes a lot. So right. I was actually grateful for my experience. Extremely right. grateful.
I can say the same thing for myself. I can say the same thing for going to that school. It let me meet some of my best friends. And mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people are like there to relate to you. But what people might not know is there's still a lot of joke cracking and bullying in that world, because it's like, now it's the hierarchy of who could see. You all can't see, but now it's like, who could see 2% more? It's like, oh no, you're like 3% blinder than me. Fuck you. You know, like
that. Exactly. I'm like, just like, I got better vision than all of y'all. Ain't nobody's vision better than mine.
Exactly. Speaking of that, I did not know this about you until the other day, which, I mean, obviously, because it just happened. You're driving now, which is rare for people like us. You're like a hero. We need to build a statue for you. How did that come about? You're driving.
It's funny because like a lot of individuals with albinism, like they have their license. They can actually get their license. So
I did not know that. I did not know.
Yes, they can. You know, some of us ain't really that, you know, that blind. So
that's right. You were higher on the food chain back in the day. Now, yeah, you're way high now.
I'm still up there. Don't get me wrong. I'm still up there, but you know, I got to do what I need to do to finesse. But I definitely had to try to see if I could get this license, and you know, I was able to finesse and get this done. So I'm like, okay. I wish I believed in myself much earlier in life, but I fully doubted myself. So what happens when you just need to believe in yourself and just, you know, do what you need to do.
That's right. How was taking that test, and what was that process like for you being VI?
Actually, it's funny because like 2 days before my road test, I was a nervous wreck. Like I was messing up in my driving lesson. My instructor was like, I think we might need to push your road test back. And I'm like, no, I got this. Like, I got this. Like, I know for a fact I got this. It's just my nerves. Literally that exact day, it was smooth sailing.
There you
beyond
go.
Smooth. That's like, I was like, an excellent nothing. I was like, you would have thought I was doing this for years.
Parallel
like,
parking like a pro, driving like John Wick.
Parallel
huh?
parking like a pro.
Like Vin
I
Diesel.
Literally was this close to a perfect score. If I didn't get frazzled, the little frazzle that I got, but I promise you, I was this close to a perfect score. But at the end of the day, I still passed on my first try. That's like, some of 2020s can't do. So
I know people that had like 40 tries. You did the first one, and they got 2020.
Exactly. Look exactly. I'm like, who told them to give a blind bitch a license? I don't That's know, but I got about. One.
Good for you. Congrats. Now you can pick me up in the whip. We can go get some errands done, because I'm not on that. I'm not in that crew. I can't get my license. Even if I could, I'd be a mess on the road. So you don't want me on the road. You don't want me in a row.
People scared. They're like, well, I don't know if I want to be driving with you. I was like, keep that same energy whenever I get a vehicle.
When I get
like,
my
you
car.
Will not be in my car.
Talking shit.
Keep that same energy. Move out my way. Mm-hmm. And just when you see me on the road, just move. Mm-hmm. Everyone stay indoors so I can go from point A to point B real quick. I don't believe in traffic and I don't believe in waiting.
Now, do you have an issue with me when it comes to the sun? So do you need adjustments with that? Or are you cool with the sun while driving and stuff?
Mm-hmm. So I wear sunglasses. Me and the sun are not friends whatsoever. I'm extremely light sensitive. So if I don't have my sunglasses on, I'm a blind bat. Like,
can you get, you can probably get like a really nice tint for the car though, right? Like a really extreme, legally an extreme tint, I'm sure.
I can. I think I'm going to. I just have to really figure out like that extra.
Yeah, you probably got to get like a little a doctor's note or something like that, and you can get the blackout. They won't know who's up in there. You like the president.
It's funny, I could, and legally I actually could get it. So, I'm like, didn't you see my tinted car? Mind your business.
There you go.
Don't worry about what I have. Mind your business.
FBI or something in that. Well, let me know when you get the whip. You can come by and scoop me up for a little therapy session because you are a therapist now, which is amazing. We definitely need one of those on the show. What made you want to sit around and listen to people's problems for a living? What's the thought process there?
Because I was doing it in middle school and high school.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's why.
Might as well get paid for it.
Exactly. Like, everybody had an issue. Everyone had a relationship problem. Everyone had a friend problem, a family problem, or this problem. And I was just good at just giving the advice and always keeping it real. And I just love to make a difference in someone's life if possible. So I'm just like, you know what, the thought of studying psychology was like really big for me. Like, I love it. Like, it's just very intriguing and captivating for me. So I said, I'm going into psychology and I'm gonna be a counselor, and that's what I chose
and
to
you
do.
Did it, and you damn sure did. How long have you been doing it now professionally?
Good gracious. Good, that got me thinking. Over six plus years now.
Beautiful. And what kind of stuff are you seeing most when it comes to like the people coming in the door? What's like the most common thing now?
It really all depends because I work in like two different genres. So I work in the school system. So obviously I work with like K through 12. So I'm working with grades, like social emotional issues, family issues, building up self-esteem, getting into college, like all those types of things that you go on in the school world. And then on top of that, I'm a sex and relationship therapist.
I work with
individuals and or couples to help build up their sexual education, sexual guidance, relationship issues. I work on all of that. So
perfect for the show. Definitely perfect. Got to come on the next Valentine's Day episode for sure.
Almost definitely.
Gotta drop some knowledge on that. You don't know. You might see some sights on there though. You already know. I think you already know what happened on the last one. So be prepared. Be prepared.
Listen, I'm always prepared. Nothing surprises me. That's I'm always down for a good time.
That's right. I already know that. That's beautiful. So how did you branch off into the sex therapy and stuff? Was it immediate or did you take some time to get into that?
So like I said, I mainly wanted to do psychology. That was like my overall, but it's really which dime, like where exactly in psychology I wanted to do. And I'm just naturally a pervert. I was waiting
for you to say it. I didn't want to say it. I was waiting for you to say it.
Sex is like my morning mimosa, my afternoon mojito, and my nighttime Moet champagne.
There
like it
go.
Really gives me, no, it's like my nighttime margarita. Like, it's literally giving everything. Like, I could talk about sex the moment I wake up to the moment I lay my head back on my pillow to go to sleep. I've always felt like people need to have great sex. Like, that's one thing in this world that we can control.
Why not?
Like, out of everything, we can control how good sexually we are and what we get in the bedroom or wherever you choose to have sex at.
There you go.
Relationships are always very tricky depending on the person, and everyone's not good in relationships. So I feel like you need someone like me to give you the guidance to get you to the relationship that you want. People don't know how to communicate. People don't know how to be consistent. They don't know what they want, they need, or what they will and they won't tolerate. I'm here to bring that out of you and let's get it done. I want to unleash your sexual demons.
Whoa, that sounds good. That's a good tagline. Do you have a very memorable client that you can discuss? You don't have to say the name or anything, but do you have a memorable experience with a client? Anything you think of off the top of your head?
Where do I begin? Okay. This one caught me a little off guard. I was in an Uber. I met him in an Uber. Okay. And very kind of like buff guy, like older guy, much older than me, much older. We were talking. He was married. And he told me that I forgot how long he was married for. I want to say like a good almost 10 years, I want to say. Yeah, like almost like 10 years. And he was telling me that, you know, him and his wife, he's very sexually active, but he's like just missing one thing. And I'm like, what is it? Like, what's going on? And he's just like, I want my wife to put a strap on.
I knew this was going on.
And you know, and penetrate the body. And I have no poker face whatsoever. Like, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how other therapists do it, but you see me, I don't know how to do it. So it caught me way off. I was not expecting him to say that. So I was just like, come again? Like, what? And he's like, yeah, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I just want to have her try it. And I'm just like, oh so is she not into it? And he's like, no, she, like, I bring it up to her and she's not really trying to do that because, like, he's a, like I said, very buff, like very big guy. And she's very, I don't want to say petite, but very, you know, just regular compared to him. So they needed me to guide her into feeling comfortable and just, you know, putting the strap on and, you know, lubing it up and relaxing the booty, just getting up in there and just, you know.
You were in the room for that?
Huh?
You were in the room for that?
I was in the room for that. I was getting that done. I was in the room for that. I gotta get that done. I gotta relax her and relax him. That's what he want, but I gotta relax the people. So it's like, I had to guide her through it and, you know, gotta work the hips and do the motions and hitting the right spots. We don't wanna hurt him now. Like, the G spot's in there, the prostate. So we gotta work keep it nice and moist and
So walk me through how did that work with her for the first time? What was she like when you were doing that?
She was nervous, extremely nervous and a little uncomfortable. And obviously as a woman, I'm uncomfortable too. Like, shit. I'm about to basically fuck my man, like my big man. So It was very interesting for me as well. Like, so I was just like, all right, like, I'm not even going to be biased because I'm not biased. I'm not judgy, like, judgment free zone here. So I just really just had to talk her through it. Just like, listen, you want to, you know, support your man in his, what he wants. And you want, if it was for you, you would want him to do it to you. So, you know, give your man what he wants. If you really don't feel comfortable after trying it, then let's find something else. Like, if it's not the strap on, let's just get a regular dildo and just put it up there and work, do what you need to do. But the strap on thing, it was a lot for some people, but, you know, she actually didn't mind it. She actually was able to get into her dominant demeanor.
Oh.
And you know, be successful. So from the last time I heard that, It's getting done, you know.
Look at you coming through with the sexual healing. That's what I'm talking about. What a success. So now she's doming him and fucking him. And
she sure is.
Milking that prostate, huh?
Oh, she sure is. And he's loving every minute.
Are you still in touch with them?
Huh?
Are you still in touch with them?
No, I haven't spoken to them in a good while. It's been a good couple of years, but
he's too busy getting banged.
I love it for him. I love it. He wanted it. And it's just like, some men just need to be more open just to hit their G-spot. Like, don't be afraid of the prostate. Like, just hit it once or twice.
That's good that she got with it. And you were the reason. He probably thanks you every day in his head.
I know he is thinking of me. Lord. Every time it goes up there, it's just like, thank God.
Wow. And then at the end of that, what was she like at the end of that? She was like surprised that she liked it, or?
She was still a little uncomfortable, but like she just grew to like it. And then they started back small, like, you know, with the butt plugs, like the dildos and everything like that. But she eventually got back to the strap on and just.
Okay. Yeah. What are you seeing as one of the most, you don't have to say the most, because I'm sure there's not one, but what is one of the most common, what is one of the most common problems couples are having in the bedroom today? What's a common conflict or something that, you know, maybe they're fighting about or?
It's different for everyone. A lot of women are not familiar with their body. They will tell a man or whoever, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, da 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 da. But it's like, you don't even know for yourself how that feels. Like a lot of women are just quick to just go have sex and just have somebody else touch them. But you need to touch yourself. You need to feel on your own body, be intimate with self before someone's intimate with you. It's the same thing I'm going like, you can't have someone love you if you don't love yourself.
Gotta touch yourself.
Like it's very, very huge. Love on you. That's feel nice. On you. Fuck you before somebody else can fuck you.
Wow.
Because when you fuck you, they know how to fuck you.
Because then you could show them. Then you could tell them.
Exactly. Give it's like, oh, that's not what I like. You got to do it like this.
Give
them the
treasure
map. You got to do it like that. You got to rub it like this. You got to lick it like that.
There you go. So you have women coming in saying that, and you have to tell them you need to start touching yourself and doing this and that.
But it's like they have done it. I've met women that's never masturbated before, and then I've met serial masturbators. So this, right. Like, the non-masturbators, I'm like, you better go masturbate.
Right.
Masturbation is healthy. It's important. It relieves stress. Like, right. I believe you should do it every other day. Like every other day. I mean, if you want to do it every day, that's your business. But every other day for sure. Like just go bang one out and just do it.
There's
just
a
relieve
few,
yourself.
There's You'll a feel few so much serial better. Masturbators You'll feel better. On this show.
You don't have no headaches. You know, you sleep better. Just the body's relaxed. There's no tension. And it's actually very intimate if you do it with your partner. Like you're just not touching each other, you're just touching on you and just watching each other just masturbate. That's beyond magic.
Well, I know Dre has a migraine like every other day, so should he be masturbating more often? Is that what you think he should be doing?
He sure should.
I'm gonna call him right after to say, Dre, you need to start playing with yourself, bro. You need to start jerking.
Let
off.
One out.
I'm gonna just say I didn't say that wasn't from me. That was from a professional. So he might
just
get
let
out.
One out. You'll feel better. Like don't hold that shit in. Like it's like when you release that, it's just like oh, and then you can sleep peacefully. The sleep
know.
Is amazing. Like,
we got a few serial masturbators on this show. Not me. I'm not one of them. Definitely not me. But we have a few. I'm not going to name names. So do people come to you with an issue like, oh, how do we spice this up? It's getting a little stale. It's getting a little vanilla. Do people come to you with that issue? And what do you tell them?
Yes. It depends on what they're into. Like I can try to guide them because I don't want to just take them from 0 to 1,000. I really got to baby step some people. Like I'm full blown pervert. So it's just like, I don't want to just take you from here and you don't know nothing. So it's just like, I'd be like, okay, are you into role playing? Are you into BDSM? Are you into trying sex toys? Like what is your boundaries? Like, what are you not into?
Right.
So I know where to go.
Do people even usually know, or do they have to figure it out?
Some people don't know. Some people do know. And I just break it down. I'm like, okay, are you into anal? Like, anal play? Would you do a butt plug? Would you do vibrating panties? Are you doing anal beads, Kegel beads? Like, what are you trying to try? And it's just like, oh, they have that? Oh, where can I get that? How does that work? And I'm just like, okay, cool. We're starting from the basics. All right, let's go. And sometimes it's really just switching up positions. Like the typical missionary, doggy style, reverse cowgirl. All right, cool. Those are great. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, let's try to switch some shit up. Let's do a little shim different.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's where I got a baby step.
Right. So you are very pro masturbation, but are you pro porn?
Not yes and no. I'm not really against it. I would not say watch porn every single day. Like I don't say that, but
I don't do that
if you're a porn watcher,
that.
Cool. Do what you need to do to get off. Some people need porn to get off.
Right.
But I'm not against it. Okay. I am not against it.
You
I
do have one gripe with it, though, right? You have one specific gripe that you told me about the other day.
Yeah, I don't like to see girls sucking dick in porn.
You think
like,
what's wrong with it?
It just looks like you're struggling.
Like, you don't want to be there?
It bothers me. It's like a pet peeve. It's like, girl, open the throat. You know what I mean? Just open the throat, breathe through the nose. Like when you're deep throating, it's all about breathing through the nose and just opening the throat muscles and really just take the dick and just put it back.
So you tell them breathe deep
through the nose,
that.
Into the nose, out the like out of the mouth.
Tell them take it right down. What if they vomit though? They might vomit. Some people got that, you know.
I mean, I don't know what that means. I don't have a gag reflex. So I don't know what that means.
Not a problem for you, huh?
I mean, not everyone's like me, but I mean, that's why I train them. Like, I'm like, listen, if you feel like you're going to vomit, like, don't go too far. Like, not everyone is a deep throat, you know, deep throat goat. Deep so, throat you know, just got to know your place. Yeah, know your sexual lane. Know right. your sexual lane. Don't try to be like the porn stars. Don't try to be like me. Don't do that. I'm here to put you at your own place and at your own lane. And over time, you'll get there. I didn't get here just by just overnight.
You got an overnight time. Success, it, deep throat goat. Time.
It takes time to be a deep throat goat. So it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, it takes work and practice, trial and error. You got to know your own throat.
Know your throat. We need to put that on a shirt and a sticker and a mug for you.
I know, right? Shit. I'm out here just throwing out quotes and whatnot. Like, hell know your throat.
I know you said you wanted to do like a giving head seminar, right? Where it's for both ways though, right? Like you want to show how to
yes,
eat pussy.
I am very big on giving, like doing an oral sex workshop. Like some men just swear that they know how to eat pussy. And I'm just like, I mean, every woman's different. So, you know, and same thing with men. Like every man is different. How they want their dick sucked or how they want their pussy ate is very different. Right. You have to know the basics. There's a science to oral sex, okay. A full-blown okay. science. And not everyone knows the science. Not everyone knows the fucking go.
Okay.
You got to know the basics, right? The regular basics. Then you just put in some extra razzle-dazzle. You put some, you know, fudge on there. You put some sprinkles spice. And put cherry on top. You got to know. You got to work out on everybody to see, like, ooh, if I put my mouth here, if I switch my, put it to the side, do he like that? If I lick the clit like this and then suck on this and finger this, do she like that? You got to know.
Can you give the body. Because I know you're going to do the seminar, so we're gonna touch base with you on that. We definitely want to see that. But can you give one tip on eating pussy? Because I think it's mostly guys listening to this. I don't think you need to give one on sucking dick. You could though. We never know. Give both. We don't know.
I mean, like I said, for sucking dick, it's literally like a lot of breathing through the nose. Ladies, no teeth. But I have met someone that dead said like they don't mind a little grin of the teeth grinding on a dick. So, like I said, every man is different. Right. when it comes to eating pussy, once again, everyone's different. But definitely work on the clitoral stimulation. Try to get nose deep in the pussy. Like, don't just be like, oh, I don't know. Like, just the tip of the tongue. Lick the pussy.
Don't be a
lick
bitch.
It like it's your life dependent. Right. When they say eat pussy, don't nibble. Don't dab. Don't eat it like it's your meal. It's your last
you
gotta meal.
Feast on it.
Yes.
That's right.
Nom, nom, nom on the pussy. Like,
right. Well, we'll be looking forward to that seminar. Hopefully, we get to see it soon. What do you think? We're talking about porn. Do you know what gooning is?
No, what is that?
Have you heard about that? Well, this is like an underground thing. It's becoming more and more popular online. But to the best of my knowledge, gooning is basically like hardcore porn addiction. But they have these things called goon caves. And I can show you a picture off air. It's basically people have as many screens as they can with different porns on each screen. And even sometimes they'll have like, you know, you can have like security camera style where there's multiple windows on one screen. They'll do that. Well, they'll have like, let's say six screens and each screen will have four different windows with four different types. So this is like 20 videos of porn going on and they're jerking off to it all day, all night, goon caving it. What do you think about that?
That sounds unhealthy.
It sounds insane, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That sounds like somebody needs help.
You need to go get active and find four or five people to just go and take care of you. You don't need a screen. You need an actual person in front of you. You need help. Come find me.
That's fine. Right? Yeah, we can come send them right me. To you. Get a consultation with Tony. There you go. The Goonies seems like there's something wrong because, like, I know that there's, you know, the people get bored of porn, so then they escalate it, right? They get, like, that's, like, the pretty much the science of it. People say this, been saying this for years. Like, once you start watching porn, eventually you're going to escalate to something, like, maybe rougher or something more, like, extreme, and it just goes up and up and up. And I think that's where the Goonies coming from is because people, like, they're so desensitized to the porn they're watching. They got to watch all these different types of porn. I'm not like that. If I just get bored of porn, I don't level it up. I just stop watching it for a while, and then I just and then I get back on porn. So it's pretty insane. You got to like see it with your own eyes how wild the Goon Cave is.
It sounds depressing.
It's becoming more prominent though. It's becoming way more prominent. But do you like porn literature? Do you prefer that over the actual porn? Or would you rather read like a romantic novel or something?
Nah, I'd rather watch it. I'm not a book reader.
Really?
I don't like books. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I love a good smut. Like, I love a good schmut.
Right.
But I'm not a reader. I'm a visual learner. Okay. I'm blind. I gotta see it. So it's just like me reading it. It's just like,
not enough.
I need to see it with my own little two eyes. The little vision that I have, I need to see what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, my porn style is real different. So I'm like,
what do you like to watch?
Oh, Lord. Like I said, once I see a girl start sucking dick, I'm like, skip.
You don't see anybody good? I've seen my fair share of some real good ones.
I mean, I gotta send you
some footage.
I mean, there's some girls that's in the industry that actually know what they're doing, or at least they're pretending they know what they're doing. So it's looking good on camera. I've seen some where it's like, yeah, you're doing it right. Good job. Proud of you.
So you don't watch more amateur porn?
The amateur porn where it's just like, nah, I'll watch it. But if it's like, once I see you're sucking dick, it's a no. I will just skip. Okay. I'm turned off. I'm over it. And it's like sometimes for me personally, like, porn is really just educational. Like, I watch so much sex shows that it's just like, I'm not getting aroused. It's really just for educational purposes.
Well, you're a big fan of Dr. Sue, right?
Yes, I am. I'm literally like the modern day Dr. Ruth. Like, I love her.
Dr. Ruth, is that her name or Dr. Sue?
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth, that's it, Dr. Ruth. I used to watch a show when I was like 8 years old in the middle of the night. Dr. Ruth was the best. People call in like, oh, this is Jan from Alabama. And he's like, oh, like, my husband wants me to fuck him in the ass, but I don't want to do it. She's like, girl, you got to get in there. You got to fuck him. You got to spit in his.
She's like
70 years old. She's like, you got to spit in his butt and put it in there and you got to suck his cock.
Exactly. Like, come on. Like, that's the best lube is your spit.
She did a giving head seminar.
Don't go to CVS and go buy all these things. Use your mouth for the. Get the saliva, girls. Get it together. That's me, though. Like, I am modern day Dr. Ruth. I give it real. I give it hardcore. I'm triple X rated. Like,
there we go. She died, right?
That's how I give it up.
Did Dr. Ruth die? Or is she still around? Did Dr. Ruth die or is she still around?
Yeah, no, she's not around.
She was a little older when I was coming up. So, I'd be surprised if she was still kicking.
Like, what?
That show used to be so funny. Man, I used to watch it in the middle of the night and people calling me like, oh, my wife doesn't know how to give head. And she's like, put her on the phone. She's like, you got to lick his balls and you got to grab his balls and you got to stroke the head. She was just going in, bro. She was the best.
It literally reminds me of like, that would come off like late night hours. Yeah. It's like BT After Dark, all these other types of shows. It's like, you don't see that today. No, I'm like, damn, whatever happened to BT After Dark?
I love
BT After Dark. I couldn't wait till like 2-3 o'clock in the morning to turn that BT After Dark on.
And they had the show, I don't know if you saw the Bunny Ranch show they used to have on HBO where they used to show where they used to go to the Bunny Ranch, the prostitute joint. Or the escort joint. You never seen the Bunny Ranch? It's in Vegas where prostitution is legal. I don't know if they still have the Bunny Ranch, but they used to have a reality show there. And the Bunny Ranch was this very, very popular like escort house. And guys used to go in and have sex with all these like 10 out of 10 women. And they did like a reality show there. It was like a very famous place.
That's what I was watching
when I was a little boy. I was watching Dr. Ruth and the
you
Bunny.
You're supposed to be sitting here watching Blue's Clues and shit. You need to stop it.
No. That was more my speed.
See, so, I was It's funny because like I'm like obviously my mentality was from like young to be a pervert, but like I was still sitting here watching all these cartoons, so like my brain was conflicted.
That was for the morning, and then you stay up at night and watch all the other.
No, I was still watching things during the daytime. Like I had a lineup during my brain. Okay, like listen. I was literally sitting here watching like Dora, Oswald, Franklin, and then I'm like, oh wait, I gotta watch this sex show real quick. And it turned right back to Blue's Clues. I'm
like, oh my God, I wouldn't go back and forth like that.
Yeah, see, I'm so conflicted in my brain. Like, it's like I wanna be a kid, but I wanna be a perv. Like, I don't know where I wanna be.
That's how it was with two similar souls in that respect. So we have a special guest that is going to join us in just a moment, but I got one more question for you before we get this guy in. This is a special guest that he's never been on the show before, but I got one more sex question for you. This is something that plagues a lot of guys. Not me at all. This does not plague me ever. This never happened to me, but you know, sometimes guys ejaculate quickly. Okay. Again, that never happened to me ever, but you know, maybe like a 40-second session or something like that. Do you have any advice for guys like that who may bust a little early?
Embrace it.
Okay.
Sometimes you just got to embrace it. Like some women like really don't mind it. Like me, I'm a professional. Like I just know how the body works because everyone's different. But some women are like, why are you coming so quick? Sometimes like they get too excited. And then as soon as they put it in, they just like, I'm done. Like ladies, come on, take that shit as a compliment. Yeah. Let the man, you know, build himself back up and he can go again. Now, if it's a repeating thing, that means you need to go get yourself evaluated and get checked. Because why the fuck you come in every 2 seconds?
That's right. That's right.
When you go get checked. I know my pussy nice, but it's not that nice. It can't be that good that you come in like within a minute. As soon as you stick the tip in, bitch, we over.
They get too excited, you know, sometimes they get too
excited. Exactly. But at the same time, some of us don't like long lasters. Like, don't be trying to drag that shit for a whole hour.
You like a sweet 15. 15 minutes, you're
right.
Done.
That is right. A good sweet 15. And if we include including the foreplay, a good 30 minutes.
That out. I like that.
Good 30 minutes. It's like, yeah, it works. It's perfection. 30, 45 minutes.
That's right.
Including foreplay, depending on how long the foreplay is.
That's right. But if you're doing it consistently, you guys got to get it together. You guys got to get it together. Enough of that stuff.
Ain't nobody fucking straight.
40-second guys.
For a whole fucking hour.
That's right.
Ladies, like, stop it. I know y'all pussies is getting dry. Stop it.
That's right.
That shit ain't you. Y'all know y'all getting chafing down there. It's not attractive.
You're not an hour session kind of girl, huh?
No, I'm not. No, the fuck I'm not.
That's it.
I'm not. I'm going an hour if the foreplay is in there heavy.
Right.
And then, we go in and we switching positions left and right. I'm doing this up and down, crisscross, upside down, all over the place.
Right.
Ring around the rosy type shit.
Right.
And then we do the foreplay again and do it this and that. Then it's an hour. But not just straight bang, fucking bang. No, the fuck I'm not.
Okay.
I am ready to be done. I need a nap. I gotta eat. I'm thirsty. I'm parched. My mouth is dry.
I hear that. All right, here we go. We have a very special guest with us. Another person that I go way, way back with. Leonard, I think I knew you since I was like, what, 6 or something like that?
I think so.
Like 6 years old. We have Lenny with us right now. He is one of our biggest supporters on the show. Loves the show. How long have you been listening to the show now?
Ever since you told me about, I first heard your show, I watched your first episode, but that was on a different website.
Okay.
I don't remember what said I heard about. I didn't know you had Spotify, but you told me when you and Justin did the Mr. Beast Burgers.
Okay.
And you told me in the comments.
That's way back.
That was a minute ago.
Damn,
you spoke about me on the high school throwback episode.
Did we talk about you on the high school episode? I hope we said good things about you. Did we talk shit about you?
it was about the Vigins.
How you kicked in the door when we went to camp and you got kicked out in 2 seconds. This guy was the best, dude. We go to Visions, right? Which is an upstate camp for those that don't know. They did like a winter program where we stayed there for a week. They bus us up there As soon as we get off the bus, we are all acting like absolute animals. People are bringing snowballs in the dorm, throwing at each other. People are arguing back and forth, cursing each other out, fighting in the hallways. I go in my room, and my buddy Tyler is jumping up and down on my bed. I tell him to get off my bed, and he says, okay, and jumps out of my window. He knocks the screen out and jumps out of the window. And one of the counselors came in my room. They go, who the fuck just jumped out of the window? I said, I don't know. I don't know nothing. And then all of a sudden from down the hall here, bam, bam, bam. And this guy is kicking a hole in the door, and they kick him out that day. He got kicked out in
We just got there.
Actually, I hit the door with my suitcase, and that's I didn't know about the I didn't know I made that hole. That's what y'all heard.
How do you make a hole and don't even know? Like, what'd you do?
Because vision,
with the
you know,
suitcase
vision,
of all things, I'm cooked.
You know, vision doors are made out of wood and had a heavy ass suitcase.
For a week, what would you have? Were you going bowling? You had bowling balls up in there. Would you have weights? Yeah, kettlebells.
I wasn't the one that did my bag. My grandma did.
Did they ever let you go back after that?
I never gone back to Vision.
I got kicked out of there too. I got kicked out of that shit.
Why?
I was drinking. So.
Oh, this was the winter program?
Yes, and they found because we could have got away with that shit, but then I forgot what it was. Something happened, and then they was like doing room inspections, and like we was cool. Like me and my friends, we was cool with like one of the counselors there, and we told him like, yo, we had the bottles in the room. Like, yo, like get that shit out of there. And while he was trying to go get it out, they called him, and then they saw like it was in our room. So they was just like, oh yeah, like you gotta go. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, send me the fuck home. Like, wow. It was like I was supposed to fight up there, so I was just like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Send me home.
Yeah, Visions was.
And I
was wild.
Like, I got all the way to my house because I had to take. How did I get? I had to take the train and the bus to Manhattan to go to that shit.
Right, you had to go. But, so they bust you back to Manhattan.
No, they brought me back to my house. They brought me to my house.
Wow, they brought you all the way there. Okay.
They brought me all the way to my house.
Wow.
So my we called your parents. Come to find out, they didn't call my parents. My parents did not know what the fuck was going on. Like, oh, why are you back? I thought you were coming back tomorrow. I'm like, you know.
Let me tell you, if there was one other thing blind people love to do besides make fun of each other, it's drink. Every day there were Arizona bottles full of alcohol in the hallways. Every tournament, people were getting smashed and hammered. Not me. I've never been too much of a drinker. I drank a little bit, but everybody else was pretty much fucking hammered, yo. Like, it was great.
One thing that there's like a running joke with a lot of us. One thing blind people know how to do, two things blind people know how to do well is hold a note and fuck. That's two things blind people know how to do well is hold a fucking note to sing and fuck.
And drink. Yeah. And drink. Well, I don't know if you do it well because I've seen this has been some bad experiences I've seen. So I don't know if you can hold. I don't know if a lot of them can hold their liquor, but they try. They try.
Yeah, see, I used to hold mine back in the day, so I was clean at the drinking. So
I was drinking like a motherfucker.
Oh, see, there you go. You guys are the troublemaker. That's why I was good. I wasn't getting in no trouble. I was fine.
Nah, I was getting into too much nonsense.
No trouble. Not me. Clean as a whistle. Well, speaking of blind people fucking, that is pretty much the reason that Leonard's here, because we were talking the other day and we were talking about the Valentine's Day show. And I don't know how this came up, but Leonard confided in us and told us that he is a virgin at 28 years old. And I said, what? Because let me tell you this. You're right, Tony, because if there was anything else that was happening at school besides drinking, everybody was fucking and sucking. And I mean, it was going on. I was getting hand jobs in the library. The staircase shit was going down on the planes, on the buses. It was going down in the locker room. It was a fuck fest, a drink fest. Everything was getting done besides work, okay?
Good times.
So, Leonard, how you left there without fucking is crazy.
Not even how you
to
still
me.
To this day not fucking. Break that down.
Okay, so, how close have you come in your life to fucking?
Never.
Not even close?
You never even touched no pussy? Like, you never even, like... tickled it a little bit.
What about tongue kiss?
Nah.
You never stuck your tongue in somebody's mouth?
I've kissed before, but like.
Okay. All right.
Like, not a peck. Peck don't count.
I'm talking like
you slobber shorty down. Like, that's a kiss.
Yeah, like, I kissed a girl before.
Okay.
Did you feel her boobs? Like, did you touch her butt? Like,
yeah. I fingered a girl once.
Oh,
There we go. You stuck your fingers. Okay, that's good. And did she touch your cock?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Did she,
all right.
Did she suck it? Did she put her mouth on it?
Did she suck it?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, but you know, all right. So you got a hand job before? Did you get a hand job to completion?
I don't remember.
Okay, all right.
I remember.
This is, long ago.
This is like 8 years ago.
Okay, okay.
Those are things you're supposed to remember. These remember are important first memories. Like, I don't know no one that don't know their first time story.
I
like
remember everything
from start to finish. Like, I know mine from start to finish.
Right.
My brain is my brain's wired a little different because my mental issues.
You have mental issues. Okay. Well, that's the perfect reason. People with mental issues love to fuck. We gotta get you fucking.
Listen,
bro.
I'm just saying.
Bro. We gotta send you to like I don't know, someplace where there's more people like you, so you can start banging because that's what be going on, bro.
Why? Like, even in the fucking psych ward, they sitting there fucking like shit.
We gotta. You
what
gotta.
Doing there?
We gotta get like a dating app for people with like mental health issues. Like, oh, I have schizophrenia. Oh, I have bipolar. Let's fuck. Boom. Because they love it. They love
it. I'm like, you want to fuck a bitch with like 23 personalities. Like, you don't know which one you fuck.
Leonard, have you ever went on Tinder before?
Huh?
You ever went on Tinder?
I used to have Tinder and then I took it off.
You took it off. Because let me tell you
what. You might need to go back on Tinder.
Let me tell you what. Because Tinder is a mental facility of its own. Like, most of the people I meet on there have like, after like maybe two minutes into conversation, go, oh, hey, I'm bipolar, or hey, I'm schizophrenic. And I'm like, okay, cool, like whatever. I know it's gonna be fun. I know it's gonna be a wild interaction. So you've gotten a hand job, you finger pop somebody, you kiss somebody, and that's the closest it's come, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how come you didn't go full on with this woman?
This was back in school.
Okay.
If I remember correct.
Okay, and after that, you guys never like linked up after that and wanted
and
to
spoke about nothing,
finish the
like,
job.
No, because okay. You know school. Well, Tom, I don't think Thomas or Tony know the school was always on my ass.
They were on you because you were a troublemaker. See,
yeah,
be like
yeah.
Me, I was in,
you
were
about the wrong things. You need to be worrying about getting your dick sucked and shit. Like, you need to stop getting into trouble.
I only got caught one time.
I bet you if you was getting your dick sucked and like fucking, you wouldn't be getting in so much trouble. You'd been a little more relaxed.
Should have been getting your dick sucked instead of worrying about putting holes in a wall.
Bird, shit. What's wrong with you?
Wow. So that was the closest ever come. After that, you've never really had any type of situation with another woman.
No, after that, I was pretty much, after I graduated high school, I was pretty much in the shelter system.
Oh, you were in the shelter system for a couple of years, right?
2017 to
2019. Wow. And give us a brief little, how was the shelter system like for you?
Oh, complete hell.
Oh, my God. Did you see somebody get stabbed for like a penny?
Somebody got stabbed for a dollar.
Wow, right in front of you, right?
I'm not surprised. It's a dollar. Yeah. They need it. They in the shelter. I'm not
listen,
surprised.
That'll buy you some K2, a dollar. That's what they need.
They used to buy you a condom.
Well, they used to give them out for free. They used to give out them NYC condoms.
They fucking did.
Just make sure you use two of them, though. You want to double wrap. That was basically like saran wrap. You know?
I was literally thinking about this shit the other day. Yep. I was legit in CVS. No, in the pharmacy, and why the pharmacy line is in the sex line. So I was just like, okay. So like the condom aisle was a little empty. I was like, people still buy condoms? Like that's a thing?
I hope so.
That's real.
I hope so.
I'm thinking that people just not doing that no more. Even though I promote safe sex, like I'm promoting it, but it was just so weird because I'm like, they had Lifestyles, they had the New York City condom, like left and right, you would just see condoms everywhere.
Yeah.
Now it's just not a thing. You don't even see the Trojan condom commercials no more.
Remember the Fire and Ice joints? They were like icy hot patches for your dick?
On Trojan, yes. If Trojan could have sponsored me back in the day, listen, I would have been Trojan's number one sponsor. I'm promoting the ridges, the hot and cold, the like, yeah.
Did you have a favorite one back in the day that you like to use?
As long as Trojan, it was Trojan, I was good. I was like, listen, get the ridges. Cause
you like the ribs?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So Tony.
The hot and cold one was a little different.
I know some people that like to use that, but I never used it personally. So Tony, you are a sex therapist, Like I said, do you have any words for him, anything you want to ask him about this?
I mean, there's so much.
Leonard, do you want to ask her anything about your predicament? you know.
Yes, ask all the questions that you want to ask me. I'm the professional.
How could he go about getting out there and trying to get this done?
You need confidence. You gotta eat and breathe, sleep confidence. You need to shit that shit too. It's all about confidence. You ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting no ass if you ain't got no confidence.
That's right.
Like, if you do that, bitches just come rolling through. Then you gotta have the game. You gotta have the game. Like, yo, what's up, ma? How you doing? That smooth talk, because we love the lyrics.
Do you feel confident? We love the lyrics. Confident, Leonard? Are you a confident guy?
I've gained, like I said, over, like, shelter really changed me a lot. But, like, confidence and, like, talking to women, I'm nervous about talking to women. Like,
I never had. Don't be nervous. And it's like, if you are nervous, don't show it. Don't show it. Like, just take a deep breath, shoulders back, and go in and just walk up to show it, like, what's up?
What's happening? The only way to cure that is to talk to more women. Because let me tell you this. I was always confident. I was always pretty confident. I like to talk to people. But there was a time where I was also, like, intimidated by talking to new women, like people that I didn't know. And I made it my mission in, like, high school to go out without anybody. I didn't know. I made sure I wasn't. None of my friends were around. And I went out to clubs and to bars and to parties and just talked to as many people as possible so I can get over that fear. And it was it was a very good experience. I remember the first time I did it, I got a date that day. And I took somebody out after, like, the next week. So that's one of the things I personally did. I made sure I went out where I knew, you know, a bunch of people would be, like a bar, a social setting, without any of my friends. And I just worked the room as much as possible. And that helped me a lot. It helped me because I knew I could feel it in myself that I was, like, very nervous and I was very kind of shy around women I didn't know. And I didn't like that. So I tried my best to overcome that. So maybe that's something you could do. Tony, what do you got to say?
I definitely agree on that. Like, that's, like, I personally couldn't do that because I need a wingman.
You don't need to do that.
Like, I need someone to, like, back me up, like, give me some words of encouragement. That's me. But right. I love that approach. Like, you take the initiative and, you know, you just fill out the room. Even if you don't even speak to someone, like, your first time, you just go to a bar and you just sit there and just feel out the vibes, taking the energy. And if somebody comes up to you, spark up a conversation, like, hey, how you doing? And even if it's just that, that's it. And then the next time you go, you speak to more people. Maybe speak to two people, three people. Over time, you build it up and you build up more confidence with conversation. And then the conversation will drag out more. You don't just hit sex on the conversation like that.
Oh,
like,
no. Don't walk up and say, hey, yo, let me fuck you. Don't do that.
Yeah, like, don't do that. Like, you got to keep it chill.
Yo, you got an in ear and outie. Let me know. No, this is, and another thing I should say is, another thing I would do is go to a place where I had common ground. Like, I would go to a wrestling show and I wouldn't just go to, basically, like, oh, I want to get a girl's number or something. It was literally just to talk to people, like, just to get my feet, you know, get my feet wet and talk to people. I really didn't care about getting dates all the time, but, you know, sometimes I would. And I would go to places I have common ground. So if you like Magic the Gathering, go to a Magic the Gathering. I mean, there's probably, like, no women there, but there might be, though. But, you know, go to, like, a ball game or something. Say, hey, you know, oh, the game is pretty crazy right now.
Go to a bar.
Go
to Applebee's.
Applebee's. It's like, I don't know if you could do that. It's like, people.
Why can't you go to Applebee's? Like, people groups sit at the bar app. If you go to an Applebee's or TGI Fridays during, like, happy hour, people be sitting up there. Or you just go to your local bar and, you know, just go sit at the bar and just, you know, during happy hour. And, you know, even if you just get a Sprite, whatever you into, you know, even if you don't drink. And see also, who's there and take in the energy and fill out the vibe.
And that's, I would say, little micro conversations are good too. Like, if you talk to a cashier, don't just stand there. Kind of just
talk to
look
the bartender.
At her, talk to
the
somebody.
Bartender's like, yo, check out that girl over there. Da-da-da, she's sitting all by herself. Why don't you go spark up a conversation? The bartender going to help you.
That's right.
That's your wingman right there.
You know what Boom. I mean?
I need somebody to, like, come with me because I'm not. I've never been to bars, clubs.
I hate bars.
See, you need us. You need us to come with you to the bar. I'm like, yo, all right, boom, this is what you do. Da-da-da-da-da. That's what you mean. That's
Tony, would you go with him to be his wingwoman?
I sure would. I sure would.
We got to set this up. We about to get you out there, boy. We about to get you out with the field.
Okay, I'm going to turn up. I'm going
to go. I don't even like bars, but I'll go to see this. I'll go get a Shirley Temple and watch this shit go down.
Not the Shirley Temple.
I'm not a drinker, so I'm getting a nice virgin drink, and I'm going to watch this unfold. Let's do this. Let's get him out there. Because we gotta get you laid, man.
Get you laid. We definitely got to get you laid at least before 30, like. It just can't happen.
We're popping your cherry before. We are popping your cherry before 30, okay? It's got to happen. We're going to make it happen for you. We got to get you fucked, okay?
Yes. We just gotta make the dick wet for sure. Like, I'm determined to make this happen. Like, I'll feel so accomplished in life if we just get the dick wet. Like, just slip it in one time. Even if you bust quick, it's all right. It's cool.
Yeah, that's right.
You build up the dick stamina.
That's right. Personally, I've never done that, but you know, it happens to people. It does happen to people. And it might happen.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That didn't happen to me my first time, though. I was good. No, I was surprised.
Some people
I
thought are it different. Was gonna. No that's judgment. Right. No judgment.
Everybody.
Do you jerk off? Do you masturbate?
I stopped doing that.
You stopped?
Well, I think you should start doing that.
Why'd you stop? You want to do NoFap?
So you doing it on a regular basis? Like,
you doing NoFap right now? You want to get you build your T levels or something?
I don't know. I just wanted it to grow.
You wanted it to grow? Wait. You said you wanted it to grow?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Wait, what? You think jerking off makes your dick shrink? That definitely doesn't do that.
That's what I thought.
No.
If you don't lose it, if you don't use it, you lose it. You got to start using that damn thing.
You
got to
start using that. You got to prep the man up.
You better start jerking off.
You better start jerking that thing. Like, it's gonna be like, damn, nigga. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do down here. Where'd you hear that from?
What kind of hogwash did you hear? Where'd you hear that? TikTok?
I don't know.
Not TikTok.
I know.
TikTok is crazy.
Somebody told you you jerk off, you get your dick small.
I don't remember who.
That's what parents want to tell you, so you don't do it. You jerk off, you might lose your vision. I guess the fuck I lost my vision, bitch.
I guess that's why we're all here.
I'm blind.
Yeah.
Like, I'm blind. Like, I kept touching myself, so I'm gone blind.
Yeah, we're all proof of that. We're all here.
We're all proof of that. That's why blind people love fucking.
Exactly. So how long have you not been jerking off for?
2 weeks.
Okay, that's not too bad. All right.
Not too bad.
What do you like to watch? You like to watch porn or you use memory? Well, it's not memory because your thoughts.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
What type of porn you like?
Yeah, what kind of porn you like?
Lesbian, like.
Yeah,
Asian,
that's what I'm talking about. The lesbian
porn. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about because I don't like guys in my shit. You know,
I love the lesbian porn. I love those.
I hate when they show the guy's face.
The squirt ones is awesome.
You like the squirt?
I can't watch another man fuck another woman. That's kind of weird.
I can watch another guy fuck a woman, but I don't like when they're like, when they say things or you see their face. Just fuck. I don't need you to have personality.
I don't like all that extra like, oh, hi, daddy. Like, do you want something to eat? Bitch, if you don't put the dick in your mouth and just let's get this go.
I don't have time for this. The woman can have personality.
I have no time. Bitch, I already told myself this pussy needs to get wet now. Like, I don't have time.
You're not watching the intro where the guy comes with the pizza or to come fix the sink.
Yeah, like
and
all that extra shit. Like,
I like a good story.
You like the story.
I don't have time
for
this.
Hey, I'm here to fix your sink. Oh, I can't pay for it. Is there anything else I could do? Yeah, you could suck my cock.
Yeah, you
could
dump this dick. Like, all right, so let's go. Hurry the fuck up.
Wow. So you like to watch lesbians with a strap on? Or you like to watch lesbians like eat each other out, or both?
Eating each other out.
Oh, okay. So you might
watch the squirt and porn. You might like that one.
You like the squirt, huh? All right. So that's your favorite.
Yeah. I got a couple of videos saved on my phone.
You better start using them.
You better start using your left or your right hand, you know, maybe a little bit of both.
What type of woman do you like? If you could envision yourself having sex right now, what kind of woman would you be engaging in coitus with? What kind of woman do you like?
Either Spanish or Asian.
Spanish or Asian, okay. Okay, do you
know? The Asians got like the extra tight pussy, right?
I guess.
Spanish or Asian? Now, so you've how much have you dated?
I've never dated.
I never had an adult. So then you just fingering bitches
and you didn't even date this girl? Lord,
wow,
you
a freak.
Well, school was different. I'm not going to say.
He just said, "Yo, shorty, open your legs." And I'm just going.
Now, would you like to be dating?
I mean, once I move out of where I'm at now, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't your roommate like hang himself or something like that? In your house?
No, he jumped off the building.
Oh, your roommate jumped off the top of the building?
Yeah, nobody knows how the fuck he got up there.
Wow. Do you miss him?
This conversation went left.
You don't miss your roommate? Why?
He stole mad money from me.
Oh, okay. He stole money. Okay. Wow. So he will not be missed by you. That got very dark.
Well, now you freed up some space in there.
Now you got some. You can bring somebody in. So when you'd like to move out before you date, why is that?
So I have like my own space, like they can come over. Because right
you
now
can
I have
fuck
a,
anywhere.
I have a new roommate, so right now I don't live by myself.
I don't think a woman would care if you have a roommate. It's New York City. Everybody has a roommate over there. Nobody. Everybody...
I don't know, I just want, you know, make him feel comfortable and like.
No! You should not let this be a hindrance. You need to get it. You need
what?
To jump
like,
in the pool.
You still need to get it in.
You
no,
need
no, no,
to
no,
jump
no.
in
I
the
bet,
pool
I
right
bet
now. Fuck him. You need to get in there. Right, because listen, everybody has a roommate in New York City. Okay, nobody lives by themselves unless they're like a multimillionaire at this point. Okay, don't worry about your roommate. You need to start working your way out into the scene and mm-hmm. seeing what's out there. Because you know, maybe listen, she might want you to come over her house. You don't know. You can't
Never.
Think about that. She might be cooking
but she,
for
she
you.
She's gonna want to eventually come to your house eventually. So right. you won't be like, oh, I can't because my roommate's here. Fuck that shit.
Be like,
yo, come through.
What are you living
and then there? You just let like courtesy, you know. Yo, I'm about to have some company. You know, if you hear some noise, mind your business.
That's right. Now you got a room, right? You're not living in like the living room.
No, I got my own room.
All right, so you close the door. You're done.
So you got it. So you got
you're
it.
Done. That's it, Tony. But I think you need to go over there and make sure his house is prepared, though. You got to go over
like
there.
Before we like have somebody come through.
You
know,
make
I gotta
sure.
I gotta help you. I gotta make sure it's looking accurate.
We don't need you having no crazy ass room.
Word.
My room is like half my storage.
So we gotta fix it. We gotta make it look presentable. We gotta make it look presentable.
Okay, but that shouldn't hinder you today because you're not gonna come over the first date anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna come over. You should be out there, you know, having some conversations, seeing where things go, mm-hmm. and having you just go out there to have fun. Don't go out there too.
Facts. Don't even think about having sex the first time. Literally, just building up conversation, building up your confidence. That's what you need. First and foremost and all, that's what you need.
Go out there and show them who Leonard is. Show them
Word.
Who the fuck
and
you are.
You might be surprised. Someone might approach you.
That's right.
I'm like, hey,
up?
How are you?
So
and then
BBC.
You just fill out the conversation. Boom.
So put that BBC right in the club. Take it to the bathroom. Boom, done. Hey, you never know. Hey, you never know. I've had situations where I was like, how did this happen? You know, like, what the hell? Like, you never know. Magic happens.
You never know. You just got to take that chance.
Tony, in the event, let's say he gets out there and he's with a woman one-on-one, what do you suggest? You know, some things he might need to know before he throws down. I think one thing is, you know, don't rush the foreplay. That's what I'm going to say right now.
Definitely
don't
rush
just
the
go
foreplay.
Right in there.
Please
like a
don't
damn
rush
animal.
That. Enjoy it. Enjoy the kissing. Like, feel it out because not everyone's a tongue person. When it comes to the kissing, like, just feel it out.
People aren't. Who's not a tongue person? I've never heard of that.
Some people are not. Some people are really not like that. Some people want to be seeing it, putting their tongue all the way down your throat.
I like sucking tongue. I'm not gonna
lie. A lot of people like that. You got to feel out the person. Like, you know, just feel it out. Right. And then, you know, while you're doing all of that, you know, watch with your hands, feeling on the body, feeling on the face, the shoulders, the breasts, like all of that. Caress the body, like make it sensual and intimate, right? Don't rush it. Don't rush it because those are
savage.
The moments. Where her flower is just starting to...
That's right.
Just water.
Starting to bloom.
Flowing. The vagina is opening.
Right.
Okay? And that's what you want.
You
want it to
warm
just
her up.
Prosper. You want her little lotus flower to just open. So then when you get up in there, you know, start fingering, start playing with it. Don't finger it too hard. Like, gentle. Use the fingers with the clitoris and all of that. Just get up in there.
Well, he got to know where that is first. I don't know if he won't know that. He probably won't know where that is the first time.
Oh, so we need to go to the basics.
Can you show him where
the
clitoris is now? Not on you, but. Is there like, can you pull up like a diagram? Because he got to know. He got to know where that's at.
Before, though.
It's like right. I can't explain. You got to explain to him, but.
He's
down there.
You know where the clitoris is?
I was fine. I know
it's
that.
No, you can't just say it's down there. Of course, it's down there, but it's not. You know, it's not.
That's
you know,
not insult Leonard. Leonard knows where it is. I would only hope so.
No, we got to get him.
But
a map
the clitoris is not just that little bit. The clitoris is actually very big. It's very big.
Right.
So don't just assume that it's just that little nub. Well, everyone's clitoris is different sizes, but but it's really a lot going on down there. So, you know, take time and massage it and play with it. And if you want to eat pussy, that's even better.
That's
but
right.
We're not gonna cross that bridge yet.
Do you think you'd be interested in eating pussy? Or are you not one of those guys, Leonard?
I'd be interested.
You'll be interested in eating pussy. Okay, that's good. Because some people
are.
My
oral sex workshop will be for people like you.
We got to drop the oral sex workshop. It's coming. It's coming, people.
Coming. It's going to come. I got you, Leonard. I got you.
Beautiful. Gosh. So anything else you guys want to say to each other? You know, a little therapy session we can have, a little sex therapy?
I'm just going to say find your inner confidence and release that sexual demon. It's built up and it's ready to let loose.
And maybe we'll have to set up where we take you out and we show you around the town and see who you can meet with, you know?
We're gonna get you laid.
You're down for that, Tony. You're down to go out there and help them
out. I'm down. I just gotta learn how to talk to a woman because I don't know.
Well, number one, this is what I will say. It's not just, you gotta learn how to talk to people in general, you know, because once you can do that, that you should just talk to anybody. Like literally tomorrow, talk to anybody. Cause then you learn like how people, you know, how to interact with people.
Social cues.
Yeah. How to interact with people. Talk to the cashier, don't like bother people, but talk to people like slowly, little by little. That's how I start. You know, I was like, oh, this person, you know, they're interested in the same thing, or maybe like they're checking me out at the register and I could just maybe just say something about whatever. I mean, and then you'll get used to it. You just take a shit on the podcast.
I gotta pee. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I gotta pee. I only got one kidney. I couldn't hold it.
Oh, you have one
I'm
kidney?
Screaming.
Oh, so let me ask you this, Lenny. You just got a weight loss surgery. Which kind did you get?
Bypass.
Gastric bypass.
Oh, how was that?
It was actually less painful than what I thought it was gonna be.
Okay, so that's when they put the bag in you or something?
No. That's a balloon. And not a lot of places do that no more because it doesn't really work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you get the band?
The band doesn't really work either.
Yeah, people eat through the band all the time.
Yeah.
So what do they do to
pointless.
You?
So the bypass is, I went to two hospitals. The first hospital I went to was Brooklyn Hospital. They suck. I've never go there ever again. So I went to Norfolk and I did it laparoscopic, where it was robotic. They poked four holes and they rearranged like the intestines and whatnot.
Rearrange your guts.
And they made like a pouch.
Okay.
So now I have, instead of an 8-ounce stomach, I have like a 4-ounce stomach.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they make it, like, smaller.
Yeah, so you can eat less.
Yeah.
Got it. So what was the recovery like for you?
About a month.
How did it go? Could you eat, like, normal?
Or how was it, like, eating food all over again?
So before the surgery with Northwell, you can't eat for 2 weeks before the surgery.
Oh, my God. So, just shoot me now.
It was for
one thing I have in
that was
world.
A bitch.
Would you drink like a Ensure or something?
So what they had me on, so starting July 10th, that was the same day that my old roommate passed away. I started from January 10th to January 24th. I was drinking nothing but water and Premier shakes.
Oh my God.
Three times a day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You must have been absolutely tired of them by the net, like 1 week, not even like 3 days.
I like the next day.
You wanted to do
I was tired of it after the surgery because I had to do it for another 2 more weeks.
Oh my God.
I would scream.
Oh man, that's horrific. You're a strong guy.
Yeah, I pulled through it. And then I had soft foods. After the 2 weeks, it was soft foods. So I was eating like oatmeal and mashed potatoes.
Ugh, oh my God, I hate that.
And then after like 2 weeks, after, no, 3 weeks, three, 4 weeks, mm-hmm. And then it was solid food. So I was having like chicken and whatnot. I couldn't eat eggs because it made me sick. I'm going to try eggs again to see if that still makes me sick or it's just, I can never eat that again. I started eating chicken nuggets and fries. So that's pretty much what I was eating as solid foods.
Dino nuggets.
And then after like 3 or 4 weeks, I can eat like regular food.
So you're back to eating normal food now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Tony, I know you winced when he said mashed potatoes. Do you not like mashed potatoes either?
I'm real funny with mashed potatoes, and not everyone can make mashed potatoes. My cousin makes like some real banging mashed potatoes. So, like, if it's not hers, I ain't eating it.
I hate them. They're the worst.
I'm good.
They make me vomit.
That's gross.
Wow. That's gross. Okay. So, how much weight did you lose from the surgery, Leonard?
As of February, what are we in February?
We are in February. We're in March.
February. So as of February, I've lost over 80 pounds.
Whoa! Holy shit! Nice. You lost 80 pounds, dude?
Yeah.
Were you working out too?
Not yet.
Wow. Do you plan on working out?
Yeah. The place. So my housing, depending on which voucher comes first. I do have a place, but I'm waiting for a voucher.
Okay. Beautiful.
That if I do move to this place, they have a gym, right into the apartments.
Luxurious.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. So, 80 fucking pounds. How do you feel?
I feel a lot better. My clothes don't fit me. Pretty soon I have to buy new clothes.
We gotta take them to get a new wardrobe.
We gotta go shopping.
We gotta get you a wardrobe now.
Pimpish, see,
man.
We gotta go shopping. We gonna work on you. Summertime. We gonna be outside, Leonard. Okay, catch you outside.
Yeah, that was my other favorite show. What Not to Wear, where they would like kidnap somebody and then we go, "Oh, girl, you look like a ragamuffin. We gonna fix you up," and they dye your hair and everything. That's what we gotta do for you. We gonna give you like a fresh cut. We gonna give you a fade. Get you some clothes. We're going to hook you up, man.
We're going to hook you up. That confidence is going to be rolling in. We got you.
So what kind of effects were you feeling when you had the extra 80 pounds?
I couldn't walk.
No way.
Hardly breathed. I felt like Roly Poly Oly.
Oh, my God.
I used to love that show. Sorry.
Great show. That was a great show.
Because I was 430 pounds. Ooh. I'm now 350 now. And
good for you, man.
I find out my weight. Next Tuesday.
Good for you,
how much weight I've lost, because I'm not losing as much weight as fast as they want me to, but I'm losing weight. So,
okay.
80 pounds is a great start.
And I feel a lot
better.
You're
doing what you can do. Take your time. Do what you need to do.
Take your time.
As long as you get there, that's what matters. You're getting there.
That's right.
Yeah.
What a beautiful
I'm very
story.
Excited. I'm very excited because April 3rd, I'm going to the car show. And I haven't been able to go to the car show because of my weight. But
so
now that
walk
I can
around?
Walk without back pain and feeling like I need a wheelchair, that's my goal.
Were you in a
okay,
chair?
Okay, now
were
we you... need to get you some clothes for the car show. You might see some ladies out there.
Hell yeah. Were you in a chair before or some kind of wheeling thing?
No, I was never in a wheelchair. Knock on wood.
Okay, good. Okay, well, you're definitely not going to be, because my man lost 80 freaking pounds. You must have a new lease on life right now.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, you got to be out there now.
What?
You're going to be out there doing backflips and shit. I mean, you could dance now. You like to dance?
I love to dance.
Oh, we got to bring up the dance.
Oh, so we're going to go dancing. Oh,
wow. Okay. Nice. We got to bring you to the club, man.
What?
I don't even go to the club, but I'm going to go with you.
Leonard, I'll do the club scene all over again just for you.
I've never been to a club before a day in my life. And really?
Unless you're going. We're going. We're going to make it happen for you.
Pop your cherry.
We doing a lot of popping cherries for you,
pop
Leonard.
Both cherries. Anything else you haven't done yet? What else have you done you want to do?
I don't know.
It's a long list. It's a long
list. We got to do a reality show with you where we just knock off your checklist, knock off your bucket
literally
list.
Just knock Leonard's checklist.
Leonard's
checklist.
I was going to say Leonard's bucket list. We just knock it. In the season finale, we get you laid, man. Hell yeah. That would be great. Well,
yes.
We're going to do our best, Leonard, to get you out there. And mm-hmm. to make all this happen for you, because you deserve the best, man. We've always been a friend. Like I said, I've known you since I was 6 years old. So it's great to see you, man. And I'm really, really grateful that you're a fan of the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. I appreciate you coming on, man. And we appreciate you coming on, Tony. You did amazing, as I knew you would freaking do.
I try.
As I
try.
Knew you would freaking do. Both of you did fantastic. Leonard, do you have any final words for us after we till we bid you adieu?
Make sure y'all guys like, comment, and subscribe, comment on the YouTube videos.
That's right. Maybe if you're a lovely woman who wants to enjoy Leonard and Papa's Cherry, you can comment.
Yes.
That too.
Sure. Hashtag, definitely comment.
Hashtag
got any social medias they can find you at, Leonard?
I don't have a social media for people to follow me on.
Oh, we gotta get you. We gotta get you. Because
I keep all my social media private because I kept getting sex bots.
Oh, that's big on.
Well, if you want Leonard, you just comment and we gonna connect you up to Leonard.
Give you his number, let him FaceTime you. You know what I mean?
All that stuff. We gonna
preferably
set it up.
Spanish or Asian. Would you date or have sex with any other race though, or it has to be Spanish and Asian?
I like Spanish Asian.
All right, he has a strict policy. Okay.
Spanish women is crazy.
Are you ready for that? You never even dated before. Are you ready for that?
You ready for that? Spanish girls? They crazy.
You gotta get like a docile one. I don't know if we can find one of those for you.
I'm stunned.
We gotta get you like a.
Gertie wasn't there, but I dated a Spanish girl in school.
Wait, so you did date? So you dated in school?
Yeah.
Oh, so you dated once. You haven't dated like in your adulthood though.
No.
Okay, so you did date one Spanish girl. Okay, so maybe you know what to expect. All right, maybe you
Yeah, you like the crazy. We like that for you.
That's right. Listen, I like it too. I can't say nothing. Tony, what you got to say for yourself before we get out of here?
Thank you for having me. If anybody wants to come and find me for some sex relationship advice and guidance, you can find me on Instagram, Lady Vanilla Bean Frap, 2 P's, Lady Vanilla Bean Frap. And on TikTok, Lady Vanilla Bean Frap, Queen of the Filthiness. That is my name. So
that's right. And we will be looking forward to your workshop on how to give head, correct?
Yes.
There you go. Let's see you saw the tongue come on everything. She's ready to do it. Ready to do it.
Most definitely.
Well, as you know, you can listen to us on Spotify and Apple. And if you're on Spotify and Apple right now, you want to see our beautiful faces, make sure you go to the YouTube channel, Gritty Knows Best, where we do not only podcasts, but a bunch of other things. Peace and love. See you next time.